Noah was not lost to God in a crowd of sinners. God noticed every act of Noah's righteousness. Noah had chosen to live uprightly before God, regardless of what anybody else was doing. Noah made a choice. All odds were against him. He was outnumbered, but he chose to walk with God. He chose to believe God. He chose to obey God.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are in the book of Genesis chapter 6, and we're dealing with the fact that Noah walked with God. In fact, it says that in verse 9. Noah walked with God. He was in agreement with God, a man of righteousness, a man of integrity. Of all the people on the face of the earth, all the population, only 8 people were on that ark, 8 people that believed God and escaped the judgment of God. My friend, I pray that you are also on the ark today. I pray that you are walking with God, that you are trusting the Lord. My friend, you cannot walk with God and walk with the world, but yet many people are trying to do just that. But my friend, if you try to walk with God and walk with the world, it will split you in half. That's what happened to Samson. See, you have to decide, but you cannot do both. In fact, I find in the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 34 says this, "Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's enemies will be those of his own household." My friend, what does a sword do? A sword brings separation or a cut. In other words, the choice is yours. Will you walk with God or not? If you do walk with God, I want to say this, it may cost you earthly relationships. That's right, because not everybody is going to agree with you. In fact, it may cost your relationship with your dad or your mom, your brother, your sister, your cousins, your friends, your acquaintances. If you choose to truly serve the Lord, they might not want to have anything to do with you. Faith in Christ separates the believer from the sinner and the world. The proclamation of God's word and its truth will bring opposition, division, and even persecution. You cannot give into the sinner or their ways or their habits. You must never help them in their sin, whatever the cost might be. To walk with God is to what? It's to abhor sin, detest sin, despise sin. I knew these Christians one time that bought this grocery store. They were doing pretty good in it, but they weren't getting as much business as they thought they should get. So you know what they did? They compromised by doing this. They started selling alcohol and cigarettes in this store, but yet they're born again Christians, supposedly spirit-filled. My friend, you cannot do it. There needs to be a cut, a separation. But Noah, the Bible says, walked with God. He made a cut. He chose to make a separation. Noah lived in a time when wickedness was all over the world. Only 8 people on the earth were righteous, just 8. But no matter how ungodly the environment may be, it's possible to walk with God. Just because everybody else is doing it doesn't mean that you have to do it. You can live holy in an unholy world. Noah lived in perhaps the most wicked age in history. No one worshiped God. All the people worshiped idols and pursued their own sinful pleasures. Every person Noah associated with in the marketplace or on the street or public gatherings ridiculed the very thought of being faithful to God. Every temptation imaginable was abundantly available to Noah. How oppressive an environment would have been to a righteous person. Nevertheless, we find this, that Noah walked with God no matter what anybody else did.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.